Blog Talk Radio.
But go ahead, man. Go ahead, Organic. You have the floor.
Yeah, this is Organic. And we got to talk, dude.
Hello, good people, one and only. You are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. It is 11:01 right now here on our late show. Basically, please call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's
1-515-605-9709. Is that right? Now, what must I understand? What is that? What are you trying to understand? Well, it's different gifts, right? You have different purposes in your life that you need to understand how to feel the greatness that you have been driving a force of energy in your life to be completed, right? Now, I tell Tech Dude all the time, your harvest has been prepared. They have been truly prepared and where you feel the moment is on the other side of the harvest, where you know where the harvest has been planted and probably utilized. You can see the rewards that's invested inside of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, once they get the right thing, think about this. Imagine the best experts of everything that you can imagine. They all work together to help you. You think you'd be the same? Imagine the natural order of life and the natural alignment of people, idea. Imagine the genius of creativity decided to invest in you, change your life. Would you think that you was who you think you were? Or would you see what ability that you have to add to the perspective of creating a better time in life? Come on now, talk, dude. Don't fall asleep on the moment.
No, basically, exactly. If you can basically look within, let out everything that you have inside of you, you can become your total self. You can truly basically let out the id. So many of us use only a tiny portion of ourselves. We're 5% of ourselves, and the rest of the world, and the rest of everything else we do is just for the sake of the world, to survive in it, to become an automaton, a machine.
Stop for a moment, sir. You now you can go over and did all that preparation to fulfill a moment and then just treat it like a bad. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You have a lot of ability, but you have to appreciate the magical moments that are impacting someone's time, right?
Right.
When you take time, guess what happens?
What?
You heard that saying, it's like rocking a baby to sleep. You have to take that moment. You're just taking all these magical moments and you're pushing so hard to allow that to be the freedom that the rewards have connected and truly invested in your ability. You were saying a lot of things. I want you to take the moment to appreciate those moments. You can digest that appetite. You can truly not have the heartburn of disability wearing you down. Think about this. If you choose your blessings and take your time, this is a metaphor, don't you think you won't have emotional disability acid reflex? take the time to enjoy it. Guess what happens? You might find out it's more people connecting as you're saying powerful words. You're saying, did you realize you're saying powerful words? And if you're saying powerful words, why are you, it's like a tornado, man. You're destroying things because you're not taking the time to appreciate the words you're saying. You said some things. I just have to let your ideas be a part of where did creativity come from? You ever think about how people just sitting there and an idea pop into your head? See, that's an accident. You're like somebody laugh, right? Imagine the time you laughed the hardest you would laugh. Did somebody teach you to laugh like that? Or was it necessary?
Yes.
So take that experience and create that. You want to be creative. You want to be very creative. Take the moment of happiness and laughter. Take that on the venture ride. How do I make you laugh? How do I enjoy? And guess what's going to happen? It's going to take you on a tickle, the feeling, and people are going to really deeply feel that moment. Connect to it. Don't abandon it. Don't feel like, oh, this is phenomenal. Don't have to be delicate on really engaging someone. You sit here and be still anxious where the moment is really going to be invested in you. You're the eggshell. Did you know that? You think the eggshell is there? No, you're the eggshell. Because you're making the moment a problem because you're not enjoying the moment, sir. Enjoy the moment. That's your natural ability. Enjoy the moment. Have laughter ever disappointed you? Think about that. Have laughter ever disappointed you?
No, never.
Okay, good. That's another name, Tyler. Everybody, look out for the name. Look out for the name. Yeah. Come on now, man. This part of comedy is where ideas are supposed to be like a kid in a candy store. Who needs a parent in a kid in a candy store? Parents get in the way, don't they?
You got it.
So you know this. The things you really want people, now you're in the place where you make the decision. Did I not? Hold on, let me back it up a moment. Did I not say Tom Dude makes the decision? He's been looking for people. Come on, security. Now he gets to make the decision. And you said he's timid? You have so many leftovers of your ideas wanting to be expressed. Now this is the moment, young man. Express it. I'm going to sit back on the line. And the line says to me, don't talk, dude. The sign is greatness. And leave all the ingredients. I'm going to roll the tail this across. More foundation. Won't be left with a talk, dude experience. Everybody, I'm going to take a moment. Appreciate you, Talk Dude. Thank you, Talk Dude. Thank you for giving us your time. Thank you for all these years invested in the opportunity that you have to express.
You're welcome.
Now, let's enjoy your moment that you've been trying to express in many ways.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you so much, Talk Dude. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Now, let me start off with the first person. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your creativity. I appreciate your patience. I appreciate the things. I'm going to give you your shine now, man. Why are you here?
You mean it?
Do I mean it? What would I say it for?
Dang. I think everybody basically should just plug in, tune into this, and they can feel their whole spirit, the whole soul opens up like a flower blossoming, really spreading itself out, you know, tasting the sun and the soil, inviting the birds to drink from its sweet nectar.
Guess what that means?
What?
Laughter enjoyed the nectar, the taste, where the bees and the birds play the noise, everybody else know what's next. Everybody else know what's next. That's a time where nature and pity noise allow the element to just become, as we call it, dessert with no limit of appetite. Let me rephrase this. I look at moments of all type of, as you travel, as you see these different land mass and towns and cities around, you know, one of the magical things you get to find out?
What?
How you've never seen someone before, and you get to have this, it's like, you ever heard this expression? They say this. They say, people don't pick the books pick them. You ever heard of that before?
I have.
Well, this is what I want to do. If a book can pick you, wouldn't you think you're meant to be wrote? Because the book is looking at the information. The book is writing the message that's in an x-ray of your thoughts. Everyone, you said I just said that. I said it. Writing the x-ray of a message in your thoughts. Man, have you heard? That's another name title. Look out, everybody.
Say that one more time so I can get it. One more time.
Well, you have to listen to this because I don't want to repeat it again, but I must have to. I say the book leaving a message in an x-ray of your thoughts. Everyone, let's appreciate Talk Dude. This Talk Dude program. Talk Dude, his birthday is September 17th. He's born in 1982. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And at some point in time, you must acknowledge this young man here and the time he has been expressing himself. He's been out here trying to act like his thoughts are unachieved because people don't know him as much as you think. But it ain't that. It's sometimes when you make it something that's custom and unique, you know, that's the intellect of you sharing it on your behalf. See, sometimes people confuse it. Oh, no one knows this because you haven't shared it, right? Sometimes you share things, that's when it become a venture of a party. Then you start seeing those things instead of looking at other people's happiness as a shortcoming. You got to look at your happiness as an overcoming moment to be praised. For the moment to be enjoyed. Now, we must take a time. And we're at this moment right now, we're at 11:15 p.m. We are Pacific Standard Time for those that calling or are listening from another time zone. I'm not sure if you're in Midwest or, you know, East Coast, Mountain Time. You know, we have different time zones. And for those that are international, depending on your time zone, you may be 10 hours or more different, you know. I like to say thank my, you know, colleague, Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude has been a comedian for several years. We've had ideas that I think one of the things that Talk Dude, he's nervous about is he's new to his ideas being so powerful to him. And he's been spending all his life trying to find ideas that he can, like, it's like, imagine you own this island and you stuck on it and you're not sure about, you know, it's like buying, if you're so used to buying or having so much, you're used to sharing, you feel awkward when you can't share it. And it's what his ideas, he's have so many ideas and so many things that he can create that he feel like, oh, why did I get so many gifts? You feel like he's been going through the obstacle in life, and you feel like he has so many gifts, and you wonder why. If I'm being punished so much,
why I don't see the gifts I have. But I want to share those gifts because that's, I guess, the reason why people are beating me. You see, you don't realize, too, sometimes the power you is lying in you is something that people envy you for. And as you give it up all you wanted to, people hate you more because the love you have, truly, people envy that because through all the problems, you still have that desire. Now you must wake up and appreciate that. Think about how many people are around. You realize a lot of people didn't make it to the next day. They have these shortcomings. You got to look at the powerful spirit you have, the powerful message. Everybody's just comedy, organic, okay. I go by comedian, organic, okay, but comedy, organic, okay, because I make so many different things in comedy. Now, this is a part of the show that I must get to. You know, talk, dude, you know this is a part of the show. I'm going to bring this up. Yes, I believe that looking at this. When you look at the appetite or something, look at something, all the great appetites, the great meals, the most healthiest meal, you know, what is the best meal that people love to eat? Is it food that looks nasty? People like something that looks good, that fills the appetite as the visual element have founded the party that they want to appreciate. And this is the part that we have to duplicate. We like to duplicate this moment where we get to appreciate Talk Dude. Talk Dude, thank you so much. Appreciate you very much. Appreciate you allowing the people to see inside of your personal space. In your creative mindset. Thank you very much to bring this platform on tonight at this late hour. You being committed to this happening. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Anytime, whenever, however.
Why ever? No ever. Dry ever.
Not words.
Huh?
Those aren't words.
Oh, never.
But anytime, man. Anytime.
Okay. Yeah, so this is discussion that Talk Dude you're familiar of. I said, why do you think you shouldn't have an attractive woman? What in your life have gave you this, that if you wear the shoes you wear and your feet was bothering you, why would you wear a pair of shoes that don't fit you? You need a pair of shoes that fit you right so you won't be uncomfortable, right? It's other part of your mind. If you're not having the most healthiest partner, it's like you are unaligned to what you need, right?
Yeah.
You don't think things are in order for a reason? See, someone is programming you and say, oh, you're so fake, you're so superficial. See, what they're telling you is, I have no food, and I'd like you to give me all your food so you can be the fool on the other side of my food. Imagine that. Isn't that, people get that confused, a fool and food. What's one you think you need the most?
I think I basically, look, I don't want to take your food, but I want my food.
Let's back for a moment, sir.
Okay.
I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. Do you need the food more or do you need the food more?
I need the food.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is don't let people distract you from what you already successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Success is a desire that has not been compromised. It's very vulnerable, very honest, and very genuine. When people try to tell you, oh, you don't need to have attractive women. You need to get this. When you go to a store and they have brand new clothes, is there brand new clothes there by accident?
Absolutely not. That's what it's there for.
Okay. So why you think in your mind, no. What made y'all think in your mind that Talk Dude doesn't deserve attractive woman? He already desired attractive woman. you know, what he has been preparing within that space. It's almost like when you're pitting the table out, right? It's a step to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put the right, you know, make tablecloth on the table, the right utensils on the table, right? You wear nice, the right clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the right, you know, listen to certain music if you can, if you got the accommodation, right? And guess what else you want? You want to have the right people in the room. Is that all by accident?
Absolutely not.
So why you should not be aligned? Look at this. Look at this. People think you not. People want you to have some woman that you're not attracted to, and she not attracted to. That's too many people, right?
Right.
I know. Did you? Okay, let's back up a moment. I said you not attracted to, and she not attracted to. So imagine that. She not attracted to this energy, and she's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like her unattractiveness is like a disability, right? And this is what we got to look at. You've been desiring an attractive woman for so long, and you got the attractive woman abusing you because you happy. You desiring this. You let an unattractive woman torture you because you want a pretty woman. Isn't that something messed up? How this unattractive woman torturing you makes it seem like something you're doing is wrong? Evidently, something you truly thinking is right, because you know dealing with them. Look at this, everyone. This guy have had different partners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these partners, if he truly had an attractive woman, guess what they'd think? Why is he freeing his problems? Because there's the problem, man. When you walking away from problems, you always can smell the solution feeding your greatness. When you hang around unattractive women, you don't feel uncomfortable. When you hang around an unattractive woman, you feel uncomfortable. What is that telling you? Think about it. When you truly thinking, when you're trying to force yourself to have an unattractive woman because society say you're supposed to have one, in your mind, that's not really what you want. What does that mean?
That's fascism, dude. That's force. That's somebody forcing their tyrannical values upon you.
Back up a moment. You just realize what you just said? You just knocked somebody out with a word, and you're going to act like you didn't say that. Okay, back up a moment. You just said that word, man. Don't act like you didn't say that. That's another name title, man. Let's not skip over that. You just said a name title. All right, everybody, I'm sitting back. This is Comedy Organic, okay? And Talk Dude, man, he's moving through here, man. Write that word down. We got another name title. Everyone, don't forget, listen to the Talk Dude as he expresses himself. And we got a couple weeks, man. We got, you know, pretty much less than 31 days for your birthday.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be releasing a comedy album. We're releasing a comedy album on his birthday, too. We don't have much time to have it released yet, yeah, so.
Dang.
Yeah, so we're moving through. So as you were saying, man, you were saying something. Man, don't forget your words, man. You was talking. Keep going.
Okay. Don't let anybody force anything on you. Look, everybody out there is trying to do something like that. They want to push you down. They want you to do what they want you to do for them. You see, everybody's looking. Everybody wants to profit. They think, how can I use somebody else to profit me? That's what they're thinking. That's what they're doing. They're conniving. They're rubbing their hands together,
man,
and thinking about this as we speak.
You said conniving. Wow. Right there.
There's no better word for it. Now, honestly, what you need to do is say, well, look, free yourself from those chains. Some people want to be in the chains because, in a way, they're more comfortable in them. They want to be chained down. They want to be told what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Not everybody wants to be free. Freedom can kill you.
Mm. Whoa. Imagine how many people, the message you just explained there, man, as they're trying to clear out all these luggage and carrying these things and moving and have carried problems to a free place in their time where they have been looking for happiness, and happiness have been trying to give them a new place and hide their problems. But their problems have truly remembered where happiness have not been consisted on, and they mimic and undermine that. So we have to truly come together and find that moment where talk to
mm-hmm.
move and creativity have came about. Now, this is my final word. Everybody, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening to the program. I appreciate the comedian and Ms. Talk Dude. Well, first of all, I'd like to say for those out there that understand the comedian Talk Dude, connecting to him, as you're seeing and hearing, understand this is a harvest that's been prepared and nurtured. Don't forget the actual ability that Talk Dude has. When you see Talk Dude, for the most part, he's connected. He's understanding. This is a moment to be appreciated. You don't know when he's going to see you, but this is a moment we have to truly understand. Everybody, this is a comedian, comedy, organic, okay? Good night.
Thank you. You have been listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. You can listen to all our shows on the web, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm co-host Talk Dude.
You're not a co-host. You're no co-host. You're the host. I'm the co-host.
Thank you. Another compliment paid to me. All right. Okay. I want to basically thank everybody for listening, and please get involved. Remember, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. There it is. Thank you, and good night.